Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hello, and well, I don't really have anything to welcome people back to. I guess Rolling in the Geek podcast. We're coming to you a little different. We're without Mr. Ken, so he's not gonna. I'm Nick,
and I'm Brad.
and we have some news. It's medium news. It's not good news. It's not bad news. It's like medium news.
Yeah, medium works.
And we're gonna make like a small social media post about it, but we wanted to put this here in case anyone isn't on the social medias. We don't want you to miss out and wonder what's going on. So the first bit of news is Brad and I, being the cheeky little guys that we are, we were COVID positive, so we've been a little sick.
On the wonderful quarantine.
Yeah. Which isn't terrible. Like we got some of the less serious symptoms. We've both just been kind of tired. We can't taste stuff at current. Brad can because he's a dick.
It just came back.
Yeah. Brad and I are coming out of it. Brad's better half got hit really hard. My better half just started today at time of recording.
Mine's pretty much been asleep for a week.
mine she was like, so I guess I'm just one of those that it incubated for like 2 weeks, because she's been taking care of me for my 10 days of quarantine, and then just yesterday, like as I'm on my last day, she's like, I think I'm losing my smell and my taste. And she's positive now, so that's joyous. But Ken is missing because he, my funny was he got in a fight with a giant and they took the jelly from his eye to put on their toast. I guess that's more of a Shrek thing. They said that he says he'll take the villager's eye jelly to put it on his toast. Anyway, Ken randomly had his
retina detach.
So... just out of, like, he didn't do anything. Like, we're not trying to hide anything. It's not like he got punched or anything stupid.
Nope,
he just
happened.
Said what'd one
he
night
he woke up. He's, wasn't it?
He said like he was laying in bed and there were a couple weird flashes in his eye, but he wasn't sure what it was. He woke up, his sight was hazy, and he saw like little black specks floating around. Went and saw an eye doctor. They were like, we don't have the stuff to tell you what's going on. We think it could be this, but we're going to send you to a retinal specialist. Went to the retinal specialist. They were like, yep, your eye's fucked. And they set him up the next day to get operated on. So he has been operated on. He is recovering. But he has to like spend 2+ weeks bent over.
Oh, yeah.
Because he has to like just face down for like a week plus. And then when he gets the okay to be done with that, he has to be at like a 20 degree angle so his eye can heal properly and stuff. So while he's on the recovery train, and Brad and I are also kind of on the recovery train, our recording schedule is going to be off. So we're not going to be able to record as much as we normally do or as much as we'd like to. We do have, obviously, like, we're not going to treat you all like you're stupid. Obviously, with the way the world is, we do record in advance. So we do have some episodes in the barrel But we can't put them out at a normal pace because we don't want to run out and then have to scramble to get content together while we're all healing. So we're going to take a small like holiday health break is what I've been lovingly referring it to.
Everybody's always busy during December anyways, so
yeah. And we were thinking about possibly skipping the week of Christmas anyway and stuff. So stuff's going to get a little weird, but basically you just got an episode on December 4th. And that's going to be the last one, aside from Heroes. We're going to attempt to possibly get Heroes out in December still. That will be up in the air. If that doesn't go the way we will, Brad and I, maybe Ken, will record another one of these to let you know that Heroes won't be here. As of right now, Heroes is still planned to be here the last Monday of December, if we can get it recorded and edited and stuff. Heroes is a maybe. Riven, however, will not be back until January 1st. We're going to push the episodes that we have slotted until January 1st to give us all the next month, basically, to get better. And we shouldn't have to push it past that. If we do, again, we'll update you, but I don't foresee that happening. We just want to make sure we don't run out of episodes and then, like, or even get close to running out of episodes,
right,
and then scramble to get recording sessions done when we're technically not 100% yet.
It'll be much easier to just take the break, and then that leaves us with a little bank of episodes. And
that being said, again, we did record in advance, so the first couple episodes of January are going to have Christmas songs in them, and I'm sorry. I know a lot of people want Christmas to end in December, and they're like, finally, the Christmas season's over, because a lot of places will play it for a full month straight. You're going to have to deal with at least two of them from me, and I'm sorry about that. That also means the Christmas one-shot we were planning, probably not going to get that done, which is okay, because that was kind of an if, a maybe anyway. We'll try and get something supplementary in the new year. In place of that, maybe. We wanted to check in with you guys, let you know that, like, we are all like healthy. We're doing what we need to get better. But we are going to take a small break,
very brief,
from uploading, just so we can make sure that we can keep bringing content to you guys. And like Brad said, with it being the holidays, it's honestly kind of the best time to take a break, because a lot of people get... I know with quarantine, you're going to be less busy, because 2020 is keeping you from being able to do normal family things. But now you have time to spend at home with your loved ones or focus on Cyberpunk 2077, because that's finally launching. Like, whatever you need to do,
you can
focus on that. Yeah, you can go interact with society, which is what Brad and I are dreading. But we will, if you are on social media, keep an ear out there. We'll keep it posted there on the lay of the land of things. And again, if we have to change things past what we're stating here, we will do another one of these updates to let you know.
This would be the easiest way to let everybody know, because we know not everyone's on social media.
Yeah, and this will force you to get a notification, and then you'll be like, whoa, a 10-minute pocket, like, what did they do? But I mean, it'll probably be labeled holiday health break, but either way, we just want to touch base. So Cliff Notes version, Brad and Nick have been sick, but we're getting better. Our families are still kind of sick, but they're getting better. Ken took the cheap way out and doesn't want to be a pirate, so he's healing his eye. Well, that's what we said, right? We said Jim could totally have a pirate dad, and Ken was on board.
For the record, pirate Ken picks are definitely going to happen, whether he likes them or not. We're going to get them somehow.
Yeah, even if we got to wait till he's healed and then make him put the patch back on. But yeah, Ken is healing his eyeball, and we will be back to you as soon as we can. But as of right now, Riven is postponed until January 1st. And Feel free to reach out if and you're wanting to. I think that's all we got, though.
I think that's it. We hope you all have a happy holiday season, and we'll see you back again come in the new year.
Yeah, we'll see you next year, because I hate when people do that. I've been Brad.
Who am I then? I'm so confused now.
I'll be honest, I was trying to do something weird and then I got so confused I said the wrong thing. I didn't do that deliberately. I was gonna say he's been Brad, and then I was like, no, I'll just say I've been Nick. And then I said them both, but I just said I've been Brad. And I confused me too. This is why we need Ken. This is why Ken needs to be around. This is why Brad and I could not do this alone.
Exactly.
There
have
been a couple other times where Brad and I were like, maybe we should do a little update, like just you and I, or maybe we'll just spitball for a while. Terrible fucking idea.
Nope, terrible. No leadership.
We're horrible to be together. There's no guiding force. Even when Ken plays in the hero campaigns, he still guides it back on course sometimes. Okay. Brad and Nick are getting better. Families are getting better. Ken's healing his eye. We'll be back January 1st. Heroes might come out this month. We'll let you know if it doesn't. I have been Nick.
And I'm Brad.
Ken's not here for obvious reasons. And all of us, including Ken, will see you next year.
Bye.
Bye. Love you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.